In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We gather in your name, O Lord Jesus, to celebrate your birth. Fill our hearts with your joy and peace. Help us to worship you with all our mind and heart. As we bow before you and adore you in this celebration of worship, we continue with hymn 85. Please be seated. Seated. The Christmas Story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Hymn 97. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
Hymn 87. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hymn 136.
Angels from the realms of glory, in your flight for all.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Hymn 76. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This evening's sermon theme is preparing for Christmas, and I would like to read a couple of verses from the Gospel. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So far, please be seated. Well, Christmas Eve has finally arrived, and Christmas is almost over. Christmas is very tiring. There's always so much to get ready for. There are presents to buy, presents to wrap, decorations to hang on the trees, trees to trim. And the reason that Christmas can be so frustrating is because getting ready for it means getting things just right, neat, just so. And we end up working ourselves into an emotional frazzle, trying to get everything right for Christmas. So when Christmas finally arrives, we breathe a sigh of relief. Because we're tired. We try not to let anyone know that. Just how tired and relieved we really are. You see, the reason that we do this is because, well, that's the way we've been doing it for years. And we will continue to do so. Our houses are now finally ready for Christmas. It's neat. It's clean. It's all decorated. The children are Santa Claused into believing and behaving the way that they are supposed to behave all the time. The manger scene is on the table, and we even read the Christmas story. That is, the one in the Bible. Yes, Lord, we are finally ready for you. Everything is just as it should be. But you know what's so ironic about this story? Jesus was born in a barn. And have you been inside of a barn lately? The Son of Almighty God was born in a barn, in an animal stall, with the smell of manure, rotting straw, and buzzing with flies. Even in our small towns, we have festive decorations. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born in a barn. Actually, it was more like an animal stall in the town that we didn't even know about, didn't even have a bed for him. Why is it then that we can spend weeks on Christmas preparations to get everything just right? And it seems that God couldn't. Did you ever think of that? God seemed to have nothing ready. No bed, no food, no medical assistance, no cleaning lady, no decorations, no Christmas tree, no nothing. Can you imagine what it might have been like if God had prepared for Christmas like we prepare for Christmas? What if, instead of the manger scene, there would have been all the latest equipment and know-how? What if the kings and the queens and the presidents had been invited to celebrate Christ's birth? And what if there had been bright decorations, lighted trees, beautiful music, and grand parties to attend? Is this the way that we might have prepared for Christmas, for Christ's birth? If we were in charge, if we were in charge of the preparations, we would probably have done that. And that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with that. But believe it or not, God knew what he was doing. You see, Jesus Christ didn't come into this world to be a great political leader. So he was there was no need for him to be born in a palace or even at the White House. Jesus did not come to lead people to economic security. So there was no need for him to be born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost and to rescue people from their sins. And this, my friend, this is Christmas. If Jesus had been born in a palace or in the White House, I doubt if many people could have even gotten in to see him. And I doubt if any of us here this evening would have been invited. But Jesus was born in the most unlikely place that one could ever imagine. He was born in poverty, cold, dirt, in a manger so lowly that all could come, even us. Yes, God's very own Son, our Savior, was born in a manger, lower and poorer than anyone, to prove that there is no one so poor or so lowly to be excluded from his love. Jesus Christ was born as an outcast to demonstrate once and for all that in God's sight, there are no outcasts. There are only sinners. Sinners like you and me. And he came to make us saints. And this, my friends, is Christmas. Yes, Jesus once came to us in a stable, came to us in a barn. This evening, he is still involved with a stable, but it's not the stable of Bethlehem. The only stable that he is interested in this evening is to make our hearts stable and our lives stable in him. This Christ child was born for all people. He was to save all without exception. Of course, all who are too proud or too ashamed to acknowledge their sinfulness, their helplessness, those who strive to be righteous before God by their own efforts, they're not going to receive grace. God's grace is for only those who have been absolutely convinced that they bring nothing to God. But all who do come to Christ with the conviction that nowhere but in him alone is there help and salvation, will they find grace, the forgiveness of sins, is theirs. Yes, we as sinners have accumulated a great debt before God. But this Christ child was born to take away all our guilt and suffer our punishment. God became man so that he would be able to die for the sins of the entire world. The body he took from the Virgin Mary, he gave for all on that cross. The very body that he gives us in Holy Communion, which we will be receiving this evening. The blood that he shed for us, he gives together with the wine to assure us that he came into this world also for us and that he died to pay all of our sins, all of our debts. And by giving his body and blood together with the bread and the wine, he declares that we too are reconciled with God, that we too are people of God's goodwill. God has put all of his grace in a humble manger on that first Christmas. He has put all of his grace into Holy Communion. As sinners, we need not search as the wise men did, because we have it close to us always. And blessed are all who receive Holy Communion, so come often as pardoned and redeemed sinners, and faithfully taste and lay hold of the forgiveness of sins and the grace of God. Yes, our Lord, once again, we are ready for Christmas. We have cleaned our homes, we have decorated our trees, and we have bought all of our gifts. But really, Lord, Come to us as you came to that first stable, as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And praise the Lord. Come to stable our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let your gifts to us be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And please be seated. Prepare for Holy Communion, and we ask that those who commune at our altar be communicant members of our congregation or of a sister congregation of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Thank you. We have a prayer request this evening on behalf of Richard Oakland. His father died. He is now in the joys of heaven, and he will be celebrating Christmas with Christ himself, the future that we all hope and look forward to, and will find through faith in Christ. Let us have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with sorrow in our hearts, but nevertheless there is great joy because you call Lars home to eternal life and the joys of heaven. Our concern now is the family. Give them the peace and the comfort that can only come from you, knowing that he is now in the joys of eternal life. We ask that you strengthen our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that when our time comes that you call us home, that we will be ready as well. So we ask that you bring comfort and peace to the family. Give them the realization that, well, Lars is now enjoying eternal life in the joys of heaven. We turn this entire family over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands, And we approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our confession of sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he blessed the bread, said, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. You may be seated.
Jesus Christ. true God. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is that it? Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Given in death for the remission of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, shed for you for the remission of your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. That was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body, blood, strength, and preserve you, keep you the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. And please rise for the Christmas Eve Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Holy Lord, Father Almighty, everlasting God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our light in darkness, the Savior of all people, who was born in a poor place, who rules the world in splendor, Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas.
O God, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. Amen. We will now have the lighting of our candles. The usher will come down and light the person sitting on the aisle, and then just pass it down. And then when everybody's lit, we'll sing. Forget it. Him.
Thank you. serve another 20 years? But anyway, we just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Does anybody have anything that they would like to say before we leave?
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you. And we have the services tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Iron Hill. So that's about it, I guess. So after the meeting, you're first.